Everybody hear me okay? Good. Well, it's good to see everybody out this morning. Not everybody abandoned me, I see, as they heard I was going to speak today. So, but I want to welcome all of our visitors and our regular members alike. And so to get down to the crux of the matter, why? I know a lot of people are probably saying, well, this is an interesting sermon title, not very long, three letters. So the title of the sermon is Why. And many of you attend here with me on a regular basis, and you know that I am not the regular minister. And you're probably saying, thank goodness. And you know that I am not the assistant minister. I am just a simple servant of God. So I'd like to put out a few disclaimers to start. Hopefully, if the PowerPoint works well today, we're going to have some scriptures up there for you to read. And with those scriptures, they're in the New King James. And a lot of them I learned in the Old King James, so it may not sound quite like what's on the screen, but it will have the same meaning, I guarantee you. So, with that being said, those of you who know me, know that I will speak Bible and nothing else because I don't know anything else when it comes to religion. You know, I'm simply a regular member trying to fulfill the great commission that Jesus gave to the disciples in Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 19 through 20. And he said, "Go therefore, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is the reason I'm here before you today. You know, I'm much more comfortable doing a 5-minute Devo than a 20, 25-minute sermon. But I believe God's Word is true. And we know it's true, don't we? Because Jesus said, what did he say? John 17, 17, when he was praying for his disciples, he said to God, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." So why? It's the title of your sermon. Why are you here today? I'm here to spread the message. I realize that there are many reasons why we could be here today. Someone may even look all the way back at the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. When he wrote, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Pretty basic, right? Yes, this was the beginning of mankind. And one could go back this far to say this is the reason that we are here today. And they'd be right. If you go on to read verse 31, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 tells us that man was created and he was very good. In the image of God he was created. But why don't we look a little deeper today? Maybe you're here today because you're already a servant of God. Maybe you're here to worship God. And you want to be sure to receive your inheritance. As Paul told the Colossians, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 24, "Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance, the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Maybe you serve the Lord Christ, and you want to be sure to receive your inheritance. You want to receive your inheritance, yes. But isn't that a relief? A relief knowing that if you do His will and be faithful unto death, that you stand to inherit everlasting life, an incorruptible crown. You know, so many people get tied up today with trying to fit the book of Revelation into an apocalyptic letter. and trying to find some kind of end time meaning with it. And some may be here today to do just that. I don't know. But they kind of miss the main theme of the book of Revelation. You know, Jesus was telling the church at Ephesus, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, "Do not fear. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And you will have tribulation 10 days. But be faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of life." You know, that's a stark reminder. Be faithful unto death to receive your crown of life. But you say, no, I'm not a Christian yet. That's not why I'm here today. So you're here for another reason? Maybe you're here because you and your family have gone to Sunday services every Sunday since you can remember. You know? It's just what your family does on Sunday. You come, you sit on the pew, you listen to a good sermon, maybe some bad ones like some, but then you go out to eat or you go home, have dinner with grandma, whatever. But maybe you haven't given it a second thought yet. Maybe you're here because your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whoever it is, has given you the gospel. Maybe you don't know what to do with the gospel yet. Maybe you've not been taught that far. I don't know. But maybe you do know what to do with it, but you don't have an obedient heart yet. You know, one time I was approached by someone several years back. They said, "Chris," they were all full of excitement. I said, "Yes." They said, "I think I want to get baptized." I said, "Great. Are you going to do it today?" And they said, "No, I think I'm going to wait till later." Well, I'm going to tell you, later has turned into 5 years. 5 years. You know, I think the answer to this question can be summed up in 1 Peter 4:17. "For the time has come for the judgment to begin at the house of God. And if he begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel?" Do not obey the gospel of God. What will be their end? 5 years risking a judgment to come. 5 years walking away from the obedience to God. For you see that it's not enough to just say you believe in God and Jesus. Show up to church services. Post nice little quotes on your Facebook page. It's not enough. Don't get me wrong, all these things can be good. It's all good things. Come to services. Post scripture. The more scripture's out there, the more people know about God. You know, but that belief, you know, it's a major part of what you need to do for God. But how many of us would say that demons are going to heaven? I venture to say nobody in this audience would say demons are going to heaven. You know, evil beings that do the will of the devil himself, going to heaven along with the saints who have suffered and been persecuted for the name of Jesus. Who would say that? I had a guy tell me he got saved in a boat watching the northern lights while on a fishing trip. Don't get me wrong. Everybody needs that epiphany moment where they know that they need to turn their life around for God. But that is not what saves you. My reply came from God's Word. James chapter 2, verse 19 through 20. You believe there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. King James says, shudder. You ever get so scared you shudder on the inside at something? You can almost hear James's sarcasm when he writes this. People have been telling him, oh, all I got to do is believe. But here he says, he's talking about faith and works, faith which is belief, in the second chapter of James, and he says, even the demons believe. He basically has told us that a belief in God brings us up at least to the point of the demons. That's a scary thought, isn't it? That's as far as it got them. Who, by the way, believed in the power of God enough to tremble and shudder? Ever get so afraid of something that you believe harm could come to you and your knees shook? Demons believe in God like that, but not enough to change their ways. You know, someone may be here today saying to themselves, but my Bible says John 3:16. Let's look at that for a second. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a great statement. You know? So then my question is this. Was James speaking a lie when he was talking about faith, which is the belief, without works is dead? So how does that mesh with what Jesus just said? We have to believe in Him. See those words in the verse that say, should not perish? Ever do something your mom told you that you should not do? I imagine we all have. Should not doesn't mean cannot. You cannot substitute cannot perish in here. Because if you go back up a couple of verses in the same chapter, we see what Jesus told Nicodemus. Nicodemus had asked, you know, how can I be born again? And we all will agree that we need to be born again to get into heaven, because in John 3:5, Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He spelled it out for Nicodemus. So, but did Jesus contradict himself then? The problem is that most people don't realize that the belief in John 3:16 is a link to the whole. The whole Bible-based belief yields obedience to the gospel and to God. Everywhere you find belief in the New Testament, baptism, repentance, confessing Jesus, all acts stimulated by the Bible form of belief. Not man's belief, but the Bible form of belief, are not too far away. I had a Bible study with a fellow who told me he had the Roman road to salvation. I said, the Roman road to salvation? And he said, yes. He said, because in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, Romans 10, 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, a couple things we need to remember here. One is, he's speaking to the Romans who are already Christians, because he calls them brethren throughout the book. And this verse is not meant to be an only thing I need to do to be saved. This verse, when kept in context, is referring to invoking the rights and privileges of being in Christ. Much like Paul appealed to Caesar for trial as a Roman citizen, we can appeal to Christ for salvation when we are in Him. But just believing doesn't get you into Christ and the kingdom of God. If it did, those trembling demons that we talked about a little bit earlier, they'd be right there along with the saints, wouldn't they? And we know that's not going to happen. So who is in Christ? Who is in the kingdom? Galatians 3:26-27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. What's this saying? It's saying your faith, your belief in Christ has put you into Christ because you did something about it. So who is in Christ? Those who believe enough to do something about it. What about that Roman road to salvation? Well, if we back up here to Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 5, it tells us, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Certainly. Certainly, if we are to be resurrected for eternity with Christ, we must be united with Him in the likeness of His death through by the burial of baptism. The Roman road isn't any different than any of ours, or anyone else's for that matter of fact. It's a long road. It doesn't begin in Romans 10:13, and it doesn't end in Romans 10:13. You have to take the entire Bible. So let's get back to why. Why are you here today? Are you here to serve God? Are you here to please God? Are you here to know more about God? Are you here because you want to get your family off your back because they've been nagging you about coming to church? I hope not. I hope you're here for the prior reasons. So why am I here? I believe God's word is true. That is why I'm here. Call me a legalist. It's a term that's been floating around lately. But when I have to stand before the Almighty Judge Himself in the final judgment, I want to be on God's side of the law, not man's. Are you here because you want to get your... Today I've concentrated on belief and baptism, and even touched on continuing to live the Christian life in this sermon. But there's more to His plan, isn't there? Amen. Repentance. True Bible repentance. The kind of repentance that turns your heart and your ways around so that you will leave sin behind. Jesus preached in Mark 1:15, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Well, there's that word again, believe. But notice something here. It's linked to something else, like it is so many times throughout the New Testament. It's linked to repentance, changing your heart and your ways. Why? Because in Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, except you repent, ye shall likewise perish. And last but not least, confessing Christ before men. A true believing confession like the Ethiopian eunuch gave in Acts chapter 8. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Why? Because Jesus told us in Matthew 10:32-33, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven." But whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. What a scary thought, to be denied by Christ. So why? Why are you here today? Believe in Christ and the gospel that's been taught. Repent of your sins. Confess His name before men that He will not deny you. Be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, that you may be united with Him in the likeness of His death through baptism, and continue to live that Christian life. And you too may call upon the Lord with all the rites to salvation obedient service to Him brings. If you've not done these things, we're going to ask, won't you come now as we sing the song of encouragement for you?
Why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long? Your Savior is waiting to give you a place in His sanctified throne. Why not? Why not? Why not come to Him now? Why not? Why not? Why not come to Him now? What do you hope, dear brother, to gain by a further delay? There's no one to save you but Jesus. There's no other way but His way. Why not? Why not? Why not come to Him now? Why not? Why not? Why not come to Him now? Why do you wait, dear brother? The harvest is passing away. Your Savior is longing to bless you. There's danger and death and delay. Why not? Why not? Why not come to Him now? Why not? Why not? Why not come to Him now?